Today on Open Exam Prep, we're covering a crucial topic for the SIE exam, fiscal policy. This is one of the two major levers used to manage the U.S. economy, and you can be sure you'll see questions on it. So what exactly is fiscal policy? Simply put, it refers to the government's decisions on taxation and spending. The key players here are Congress and the President. They are the ones who decide how much to tax citizens and businesses, and how to spend that money on things like infrastructure, defense, and social programs. Now, it is critical not to confuse this with its counterpart, monetary policy. Monetary policy is the domain of the Federal Reserve, or the Fed, which manages the economy by controlling interest rates and the money supply. A common exam question will present a scenario and ask you to identify which policy is being used. If you see Congress, the President, or legislation mentioned, think fiscal. If you see the Federal Reserve or interest rates, think monetary. Let's break down the two main types of fiscal policy, starting with expansionary policy. This is used when the economy is in a downturn, like a recession with high unemployment. The goal is to expand, or stimulate, economic activity. The government has two primary tools to do this. First, it can cut taxes. When individuals and corporations have lower tax bills, they have more disposable income to spend and invest, which boosts demand and fuels economic growth. Second, the government can increase its own spending. Think of major infrastructure projects, like building new highways or bridges. This directly injects money into the economy, creating jobs and stimulating demand for goods and services. For the exam, you might see a question like, if the economy is experiencing a deep recession, which of the following actions by Congress would be most appropriate? The answer would be something like decreasing income taxes or passing a new infrastructure spending bill. On the flip side, we have contractionary fiscal policy. This is deployed when the economy is overheating, characterized by rapidly rising inflation. Too much money is chasing too few goods, pushing prices up. The goal here is to contract, or slow down, the economy to a more sustainable level. The tools are the exact opposite of expansionary policy. The government can increase taxes, which takes money out of the hands of consumers and businesses, reducing their ability to spend and thus cooling down demand. It can also decrease government spending. By cutting back on its own projects and purchases, the government reduces the overall demand in the economy. A typical test question might describe a period of high inflation and ask what fiscal policy measure would be suitable. The correct choice would involve raising taxes or cutting government spending. A common trap for test takers is mixing up these tools and their goals. Here's a simple phrase to help you keep it all straight. Think of fiscal policy as the government trying to either step on the economic gas or the brake. During a recession, the economy is sluggish. So Congress steps on the gas by giving us more money through tax cuts or by spending more itself. Conversely, when inflation is high, the economy is moving too fast, so Congress hits the brake by raising taxes or cutting its own spending to slow things down. Remember, if the action involves Congress making laws about taxing or spending, it is always fiscal policy. Understanding this distinction and knowing when to hit the gas versus the brake is the key to mastering these concepts for your exam.